The shiur is should be Lunishmas Uriel ben Shmuel Ilan, the Shama Shaman Aliyah. If you were going to like doze off during the shiur, so at least for the zechus of this neshama, please try to focus and pay attention to the Torah, and it should be a zechus for his neshama. I want to share with you a remarkable tshuva from Shlomo Amar. Shlomo Amar is currently the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. He was Rav Rashi Rishon Letzion for the Sfardim in Eretz Yisrael. And he has beautiful tshuvos called Shema Shlomo. And Chelek Zayin, Simon Gimel, he has a tshuva there that I want to learn through with you right now that will hopefully open up your eyes to the Beis HaMikdash and what it means to ask for the Beis HaMikdash and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and Gula. I'm not such a buck in the tshuvos of Shlomo Amar, but Rav Shechter is very close with Rav Amar. They have a very beautiful relationship. And Rav Shechter, not infrequently, will cite this tshuva of Rav Amar. And it's a very beautiful tshuva. There's a lot to learn from it. It's a little bit all over the place, but he really brings it together at the end. So in the waning moments of the 10th of Av, let's hopefully gain and build an understanding of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We often talk about aspects of Gula during this time and the coming of Mashiach as well. There is a Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Melachim. And the Rambam says that only the Melech HaMashiach, only Mashiach will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Now it seems that there's a mitzvah for Mashiach to build the Beis HaMikdash, and that we're not allowed to build it until Mashiach comes. That seems to be the pashtus of the Rambam. On the other hand, the Rambam also says in Hilchos Melachim that there are three mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael are commanded to do when entering Eretz Yisrael: to make a king, to destroy a Malek, and build the Beis HaMikdash. And there's no mention of Mashiach when it comes to building the Beis HaMikdash over there. Now it could be that this halacha was talking about Kenisa La'aretz originally, but not perhaps not Yemos HaMashiach. But the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says that mitzvahs esei lasos beis Hashem. It's a positive mitzvah to make a house for Hashem. And he also there makes no connection to Mashiach as well. Apparently, according to that Rambam, right now, if we didn't want to risk World War III, we could go build Harabayis right now, and we wouldn't need Mashiach to come. So how do we understand, question number one, that sometimes the Rambam says you do need Mashiach to build the Beis HaMikdash, and other times the Rambam seems to say there's no need for it at all. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, he also speaks about being Beis HaMikdash, and there again makes no mention that this being dependent or being the job of Mashiach. Now in Hilchos Melachim, the laws of Mashiach, in chapter 11, the Rambam speaks about the rebuilding of Bayis Shlishi. And he says that depends on Melech HaMashiach. The rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash does. And that might be the difference, as opposed to the general mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash versus the specific mitzvah by Binyan Bayis Shlishi. Now, in other places, Hilchos Bechir, Hilchos Melachim, they're speaking about when they entered Eretz Yisrael. But in Hilchos Melachim, Perkin Aleph, that's about Bayis Shlishi. In Hilchos Melachim Perkin Aleph, where the Rambam says Melech HaMashiach rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash, he's coming to argue on a specific shita, which we're going to discuss a lot in a few moments. That is the famous shita of Rashi at the end of Rosh Hashanah, and also towards the end of Masechta Sukkah, that how is the third Beis HaMikdash going to be rebuilt? How? What does Rashi say? It's going to come down from Shemayim, right? This is the shita of Rashi. Now clearly the Rambam is coming to argue on that shita, that we're going to build it and not Hashem. In addition, the Rambam says that Mashiach will only be acknowledged retroactively. This is a big yesod in the Rambam. We often think that Mashiach is going to come in, again, this is within the Torah of the Rambam. Not really, many people don't agree with the Rambam, but within the Rambam's Beis Medrash, we often sometimes think that Mashiach is going to come, our phones are going to explode with WhatsApp messages, there's going to be status updates, there's going to be everything on the internet, the yeshiva world, matzah of us is nice, everybody's going to be having all types of things about Mashiach, and that's what's going to happen. Says the Rambam, no. The coming of Mashiach is something that is retroactive. There's a laundry list of things that has to happen. He has to accomplish things. He has to be a Talmid Chacham. He has to come from Malchus Beis David. He has to lead the Jewish people, lead them successfully in battle. And included on that list of things that have to get done by Mashiach is he has to build the Beis HaMikdash. And if this guy does all of those things, then retroactively, says the Rambam, we will know that he is Mashiach. But he's not coming flying with a cape with a big mem on his chest that says, I'm Mashiach, let's go. Not according to the Rambam. According to others, maybe, but not according to the Rambam. Rav Amar goes on to explain that there are, in fact, two mitzvahs here. There's a general mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to build a place for karbanos, like a Mishkan, Shiloh, Nov, things like that. But in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam is saying, Ubona Migdash Bim Komo. He says, to build the Beis HaMikdash in its place. That seems to be a superfluous addition. Where else are you going to build the Beis HaMikdash? It's not going to be Passaic, it's not going to be Baltimore, it's not going to be the Five Towns. I mean, some people may think that. But it's not going to be in those places. So why does the Rambam say, build the Beis HaMikdash Bim Komo? So Rav Amar says, we don't find this usage anywhere else. And he says, this is because it's a special mitzvah for Mashiach to build the second Beis HaMikdash. There's a general mitzvah, Bichlal, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. The first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, Nov, Shiloh, things like that. But there's a special mitzvah, says Rav Amar, that Mashiach has to build the Beis HaMikdash, Bim Komo, on that spot, not a Mishkan somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael, because that will be Megala, that will reveal the truth that he is in fact the real Mashiach. Now the Rambam Hilchos Beis Bechira says that once the Mikdash was built in Yerushalayim, it can never be built anywhere else again. So, and Rashi is the same in Chul. So Rav Amar says, what about the Chiddush I just told you? That it's a din, no matter what, it can't be built anywhere outside Yerushalayim. So Rav Amar suggests the Rambam holds that when the Mikdash is built, there can be no other structures built for Karbanos. But if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then there's a heter for temporary structures. The Chidah says something like that in Chomas HaNachem Malachi, and that's how he wants to explain himself. There's a special mitzvah for Mashiach to build the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Why? Not because it's a din in Beis HaMikdash, it's a din in Mashiach. Because I'm not going to know he's Mashiach unless he builds it in that location. Rav Amar then asks a question. He says, if I'm looking for a proof to show that this individual is Mashiach, what's going to be a bigger thing? That he's going to build a structure in Yerushalayim, or that an amazing Beis HaMikdash descends from Shemayim? If I really want to pull out all the stops and show, hey, this guy's Mashiach, what's going to do the job? That he built a building on Har HaBayis, or that it comes from heaven? So it's clear, nevertheless, in the Rambam, that in every place that Mashiach himself, that he writes about, it means Mashiach has to do it himself. What's going on over here? So the Rambam goes further and he says, Al yala al dascha shehamelech haMashiach tzarech la'asos osos amosim u'mechadish devarim ba'olam. The Rambam holds that a person needs to understand that Mashiach is never going to do magic tricks, miracles, supernatural events. He's not changing the nature of the world. The Beis HaMikdash, coming from the sky, says Rav Amar, would violate the Rambam's principle. The Rambam is b'shita arguing on Rashi, and it holds as there will be a mitzvah of the Asu li Mikdash, that we will have a mitzvah when Mashiach comes to build that Beis HaMikdash. Now he says the machlokas may depend on whether the binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah haguf or a hechsher mitzvah, a little bit of lamdas, okay? Is there be'etzem a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, says Rav Amar, or is there only a hechsher mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash so that we can do what? Be ola l'regel, you know, bring korbanos, but there's not a mitzvah on its own. So he says, this is similar to a sukkah, right? You build a sukkah, right? It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's a hechsher mitzvah to build a sukkah so that you can sit in the sukkah, right? Or there's a mitzvah, he says, of tekiah shofar, right? The Tshuvas HaRambam says that tekiah shofar, blowing the shofar, is not a mitzvah. You hear such a thing? It's not a mitzvah to blow a shofar? No. What's the mitzvah? To hear shofar. The person who blows the shofar is just the hechsher mitzvah, so you can hear it, but that's not the mitzvah itself. Now, according to Rashi, binyan Beis HaMikdash is just a hechsher mitzvah. That's what he says, right? Because according to Rashi, it's just a hechsher mitzvah to be able to, we can do a vote of the Beis HaMikdash. So who cares if I build it, if you build it? Whoever builds, doesn't matter. Even if Hashem is going to bring it down from the heavens, the Beis HaMikdash is just a hechsher mitzvah, a preparatory mitzvah to do what? To serve Hashem there. And therefore, there's no reason why it can't be built by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a place to serve Hashem. But says Rashi, who says we have to build it ourselves? Rambam holds differently. The Rambam holds that binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah be'etzem. It's a mitzvah to go and build it, whether or not you're going to do anything with that mitzvah. It's separate from the mitzvah of the avodah. This is strengthened by the fact that the Rambam always brings the same pasuk, v'asu li mikdash. You're going to make for me a mikdash. And that was done in the Midbar when the Jews built the Mishkan by themselves. Did Hashem build the Mishkan? No. The Jews built the Mishkan. So says Rav Amar, it's clear that it must be, according to the Rambam, this is the source we built it. The Smag writes in the Sefer Mitzvot HaGadol that the source for the Beis HaMikdash is a pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis. V'yahamakom asher yivchar Hashem lokechem bo, the place that your God will choose, l'shaken shmo sham, to rest his name there, t'viyo es kol asher anochi mitzav eschem. it would indicate that the Siman does not hold that there's a mitzvah to build it ourselves. Right? He says, you'll go to that place and there will be a Beis HaMikdash there. So this might be the machlokes, is there a mitzvah to build it, or can it be built on its own? Rav Amar actually says that the closest mitzvah to explain the Rambam's understanding of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Ksivas Sefer Torah, writing a Sefer Torah. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to write a Torah. But why is there a mitzvah to write a Torah? Why? To learn from it, to learn Torah from it. That's why there's a mitzvah. So Rav Amar says the same thing with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. But why? Not just to build a building, walk away, and do nothing with it, to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not sufficient to build the Beis HaMikdash or write a Torah and not use it. If you write a Torah, but it sits Yoshev and Batzel, nobody does anything with it, then did you really fulfill mitzvah Ksivas Sefer Torah? No. Because the point of the Torah is to learn from it or to read it. But to write a Torah and put it in a safe and never use it is not the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. To build a Beis HaMikdash and not be Olah Regel and not bring Korbanos and not do all the things there, says Rav Amar, would be not fulfillment of the mitzvah according to the Rambam. And then, what? Correct. But the Rush says that we can fulfill mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah nowadays. Why? Because when we print Svarim, the Rush understands that the whole purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not just to write it, ulalamdo, ulspinei Yisrael, to teach it and to learn from it, to be marbit Torah, but to put $50,000 down to write a Torah, and then to say, but no one's going to learn from it, says Rav Amar, he doesn't think it's the mitzvah b'shlei Musa. He doesn't think it's this full mitzvah, because the purpose of writing the Torah is to do something with it. That's how Rav Amar understands it. He then says that if you build the Beis HaMikdash and just to daven and to have Yichud Hashem, that's also not Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You can't just go there and meditate, have a kumzitz and that's it. That's not enough. He says we see from the Rambam that it has to be built with the intention of Avodas Hashem, Korbanos and Li'ul Regel. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, he should sivanu livnos beis habechira la'avoda, to build the Beis HaMikdash to serve, bo yeha kravu v'avaras eish tamid, to have korbanos and eish tamid, ve'ilav tiyah ha'alicha v'aliyah l'regel v'akibos koshan, to go there for aliyah l'regel, hine hisbar shebinyan beis habechira mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to build the Beis HaMikdash, says the Rambam, but not just to be Yoshev v'batel, to go and do something, to connect with Hashem, to bring korbanos, aliyah l'regel, to do all the things we're supposed to do there. So this, says Rav Amar, is part number one, the Shita of the Rambam. Good? Everyone put the Rambam on the side, on the shelf. We're going to come back to it. Let's go now, Mikatza Lakatza, to Rashi. Let's turn to Rashi. Rashi writes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Amad Aleph, and in Sukkah Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, that Binyan Ha'asid Lavo Bidei Shemayim Hu, that the building of the third base of Mikdash will come from heaven. And he also says, "Aval b'migdash ha'asid she'anu mitzapin, the migdash that we await for, bani u'shechul elhu, it's already built. Yigala migdash Hashem yichon yavo b'shemayim, it's coming from Shemayim, as it says, migdash Hashem konri yadecha. Who's going to make the Beis HaMikdash? Konri yadecha, Hashem's going to make sure the Beis HaMikdash comes to come from heaven. This is the Shita of Tosfos as well. They hold that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a pure hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparation to the Avodas Hashem, but not its own mitzvah itself. And it doesn't matter how the sukkah are built or how the Beis HaMikdash is built, as long as it's good and ready to perform the mitzvahs. This is also the shita that's discussed at length in the Divrei Yetziv by the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Rav Amar quotes a long piece from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Chelek Vav Divrei Yetziv, in his piece on Mikdash Ukadosh of Siman Pei Zayin. And he supports this view with the Zohar. The Zohar writes in Parshas Pekudei in Daf Reish Mem that in the future Hashem will rebuild Yerushalayim from its foundation, and the Yesodos of Yerushalayim will be rebuilt by Hashem. Kal v'chomer, the Beis HaMikdash, will be built by Hashem himself. And he also cites the Amudei Shiva, which is a Sefer Kabbalah, that cites the Sefer Heichalos that says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a fake Beis HaMikdash. You ever hear such an idea before? He says that when Titus came to serve Beis HaMikdash, it was not the real thing. It was a mirage. It was a fake version, so that Titus would think he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and instead the Beis HaMikdash was taken up to Shemayim, and it will be returned intact later on. He cites the Or HaChama, another Sefer Kabbalah, which understands the above Zohar is actually having a machlokas whether it was destroyed, it will be rebuilt, or whether it will simply be revealed in the future. And he says the Kloisenberger Rebbe, it's a machlokas Tanayim between Midrashim and the Zohar, whether we will build the Beis HaMikdash or Hashem will build it. Meaning the Machlokas Rashi Rambam goes all the way back to the Zohar and the Midrashim as well. He then cites an interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes on Maseches Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, that Rashi, the Chassam Sofer says, and he's explaining what's the sugya over there. The Gemara wants to know, can the Beis HaMikdash be built on Yantif, right? So Rashi says, Mestama can be built on Yantif. Why? Because we're not going to build it. It's going to come from Shemaim. That's where Rashi gets this discussion, because the Gemara says that Yantif is Docha Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But maybe we can have the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif. How could it be if it's Docha? So the answer is, it's going to come from Shemaim. So the Chassam Sofer asks a question. But why is it that we're not calling it Binyan Beis HaMikdash? It's still an Ohel. If Hashem sends down a pre-built Beis HaMikdash from Shemaim, says the Chassam Sofer, then we have a tent that was built on Shabbos. If someone builds a tent on Shabbos, he can't use such a tent. If a person made an Ohel, if I took a tent and I built it on before Shabbos, and then I extended it out over an area, and I threw that tent over, so then I made an Ohel on Shabbos. I can't use it on Shabbos Yom Tov. So the Chassam Sofer says it's still Binyan Beis HaMikdash, right? So the Divrei Yatziv asks on this question. He says it's irrelevant. The Beis HaMikdash is not some, it's not a Gashmi thing. It's a miracle that comes from Shemayim. Hashem's not sitting there with like little gnomes and Keebler elves like building a Beis HaMikdash. It's clearly an Inyan Ruchani. It's a spiritual thing. A Binyan, Shabbos, Ohel. The whole question doesn't make any sense. So to that point, Rav Amar says that the point of the Chassam Sofer is making is that it's still considered, quote, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Even if the Beis HaMikdash comes Min HaShemayim, since it's already constructed and you're placing the Ohel of the Beis HaMikdash on the ground, that is considered shame Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even though you wouldn't be Chayiv Shabbos. There's still a shame built Beis HaMikdash. He says that this is against the Shita of the Zohar and Breishis that says that it will come down in fire. The Pasuk says, V'ani Ela Ne'um Hashem Chomas Eish Saviv. Hashem says there'll be a fire surrounding it, and this is a reference to Hashem rebuilding the third Beis HaMikdash. So rather, there'll be real Eitzim Vavarim that were stored away from prior to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Medrash we saw before. So Rav Amar says at this point in our journey, we have three Shitas. In the school of Rashi, we have three Shitas. What are they? The Zohar, the Tanakam in the Zohar that says, Hashem will rebuild a new Beis HaMikdash with Eitzim Vavarim. It'll be actual Gashmi things, but Hashem will do it. The second sheet in the Zohar, Rabbi Elazar, the Mikdash was never really destroyed. It will be brought back in the third Beis HaMikdash. That sheet's number two. And the third sheet is the Zohar and Breishis that says it's going to be rebuilt, but not Eitzim Vavanim, but with fire. And then Rav Yaakov Eben says the same thing as well in his Lechem Shemayim, that the Beis HaMikdash will be Yisgashem when it comes down. It will be Ruchani, 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 Ruchani. And when it comes in this atmosphere, it will become Gashmias. It will become a physical thing. These are the three Shitas in the school of Rashi. Fine. Now Rav Amar does something beautiful. He wants to make Shalom between Rashi and the Rambam. And this is a beautiful Mahalach, to bring everything together with one unified Shita of how the Beis HaMikdash shall be rebuilt. He says that when it came to the Mishkan in the desert, the Mishkan in Eretz Yisrael, there were really, in fact, two Mishkans. One that was Ruchani, spiritual, and one that was Gashmi, physical. The Bamidbar Rabbah writes in Perek Yud Beis that when Hashem told Bnei Yisrael to build the Mishkan, the Malachim complained and said, we want a Mishkan. And Hashem said, so be it. You are commanded to build a Mishkan here in Shemayim. And when this Mishkan downstairs will be completed, so what will the one in Shemayim? When the one in this world will be, you know, completed, so in the one in Shemayim will be completed. So then, when the one down here will be completed, Hashem will take the one from Shemayim and he'll bring it into this one down here. For there to be Hashras Hashchina, says Rav Amar, for Hashem to rest his presence on something, there must be a spiritual reality first. And that's why it says by Har Sinai that Hashem came besocha anan. He came inside a cloud in Har Sinai. There has to be a ruchnius manifestation of Hashem first, and then there can be Hashras Hashchina and Gashmias. The Mishkan was prepared in Shemayim. And then once the Mishkan was prepared in Shemayim by the Kisei HaKavod, then that ruchnius could be instilled into the physical Mishkan, and then Hashem could rest on Gashmias. How could Hashem rest on a physical thing? This is physical. Hashem's spiritual. Once that physical thing is imbued with spirituality, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu could rest on it. He says this is mamish pashup shat in a Rashi in Shmos. Listen to this Rashi. Rashi says in Shmos Yud Teschaf, it says Vayeud Hashem al Har Sinai, that Hashem came down on the mountain. Ask Rashi, how is it possible? Kimina Shemaim Dibarti Machem. Hashem was all the way up there when he spoke. So how did he come down to this world? How did Hashem rest on a mountain? Listen to a Rashi. Rashi says that Hashem bent the Shemayim Elyonim and the Shemayim Tachtonim. He took the upper realms, the physical realms, the spiritual realms above us, and he bent it down to manifest itself in this world. And he spread it over the mountain like you spread a sheet onto a bed. That's what Rashi says. He took Shemayim and he spread it over the mountain of Har Sinai like you put a spread on your bed. You put a sheet on your bed. And then once the sheet is on the bed, and Ruchnius, Shemayim, is imbued onto the mountain, then Hashem could be Shor Shechinah, and he can come down and give the Aser Sedibros. And that's why it says Hashem spoke Min HaShemayim, because it wasn't Min HaShemayim all the way past the James Webb telescope. It was Min HaShemayim because Hashem brought Ruchnius down to this world, rested on Har Sinai, and now he's able to have Shor Shechinah and to speak to the Jewish people. Therefore, when the Mishkan was made by the Jewish people, there needed to be a Mishkan Ruchani. We needed a spiritual Mishkan, or else Hashem could not say, V'shachanti besocham, I can't rest among Jewish people. First, the spiritual Mishkan has to lay itself onto the Gashmi Mishkan, and that's why it says besocham, plural, says Rav Amar. Besocham means that Hashem rested his Ruchnias, his Hashras HaShchinah, inside the spiritual Mishkan and inside the physical Mishkan. V'shechanti besocha means two mishkans were joined together in Ruchnis and Gashmias. The Ruchni mishkan became inside the Gashmi mishkan, and then once the Ruchni mishkan went inside the Gashmi mishkan, besocham, there was Hashras HaShchina. Do we see where we're going here? Pay attention. Listen to this. He says that his Rebbe, Rav Avadya Yosef, writes in the Mor Yisrael in Rosh Hashanah that the entire machlokas is really found in Sanhedrin, Daf Sariches. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Alexandri ben Yeshua ben Levi, I have a stira. In one pasuk it says, "Va'aru im ananei Shemaya." In Daniel it says, "Hashem's going to come. Mashiach's going to come on the clouds of Shemayim." Kvar inish ata v'ksiv, and it says in Zechariah, "Ani rochev alachamar." Mashiach's going to come on a donkey. What's it going to be? Mashiach's going to come in on the clouds supernaturally, or Mashiach's going to schlep himself in a donkey? So the Gemara says, "Zochem ananei Shemaya, lo zochem ani rochev chamar." If Klai Yisrael are zocha, so Mashiach will come in spitz, like, you know, a big show. And if we're not Zocha, Mashiach will come in more mundane on a donkey. Now the Rambam says that there's no difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemos Mashiach. Right, the Rambam says there's nothing supernatural when Mashiach comes. Mashiach comes, it's going to be same old boring, you know, world peace is very nice, but no lasers and no, you know, flying, you know, camels and things like that. It's going to be straightforward, a normal world. Ramar says, listen to this. Ramar says the following. Do you know Rashi that says, or the school of Rashi that says, that it's going to come down in a fire? Says Ramar, no one thinks it's actual fire. It's not actual fire. Eish is a code word for Ruchnius. Eish is a code word for Ruchnius. How do I know Eish is a code word for Ruchnius? Because the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yadalad talks about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He revealed the Maisa Merkava, all these Kabbalistic things, and it says that fire surrounded him. And the Marsha says, fire wasn't surrounding him. It meant that there was tremendous spiritual engagement. He was on a very high level. Eish, fire, is a code word for Ruchnius. And when it says that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down, rebuilt in Ruchnius, it means that it's going to even have loftier levels of Ruchnius along with the Eitzim V'Avanim. And therefore there's no third Shita. And based on this, Rav Amar explains that it's Pashut that the third Beis HaMikdash will be built by man. According to everybody, we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash and the Melech HaMashiach. But there's another Beis HaMikdash. There's the Beis HaMikdash that's in Shemayim. There's the Beis HaMikdash we build with our mitzvos and with our Avodas Hashem, and we build up that Ruchnius. And that will descend after Mashiach finishes building the third Beis HaMikdash. It will be imbued into the physical Eitzim V'Avanim of the Beis HaMikdash. And then once the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, the spirituality, is imbued into the physical Beis HaMikdash of Eitzim Vavanim, then Hashem will say, V'shachanti b'socham, are ready to be Shor Shechinaso on the Beis HaMikdash. And now, says Ramar, there's no machlokas. There's no machlokas Rambam Rashi. There's no machlokas in the Midrashim. They all believe in the same thing. Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem will be Shor Shechinaso with the Beis HaMikdash Shamala, and then we'll be able to serve there. He says, we are in fact no different. We are physical bodies with a neshama. And even through Gashmias and Ruchnias naturally repel one another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that we coexist together. And he says that he wrote Chidushim ala Torah regarding the Luchos. The Luchos were Ruchni, they were spiritual, made by Hashem, so how could Moshe hold them? The answer is, there was Gashmias Luchos, made with sapphire, but there was also Ruchni Luchos, made from sapphire that came from where? Where's sapphire? Below the Kisei HaKavod, right? The Medrash says, below the Kisei HaKavod. And he says, this is the meaning of, listen to a pshat in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos says in Parakei that 10 things were made Bein HaShemashos. What does Bein HaShemashos mean? It means a mixture of light and dark. It means a mixture of spirituality and physicality, Ruchnius and Gashmius. They contain a mixture, Bein HaShemashos. The 10 things in that mission in Pirkei Avos in the 5th chapter are all things that are supernatural physical things. That's what it means. Bein HaShemashos doesn't mean it was made like at 6:30. Bein HaShemashos means they were made physical things, but had supernatural capabilities, a mixture of Gashmius and Ruchnius together. This applies to the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. The Gashmi one that we built, and the Ruchni one built in Shemaim, joining together for complete Ashras HaShechina. There's no Machlokas Rambam Rashi Tosos. The Rambam speaks to the Beis HaMikdash HaChumri, actually built by Mashiach, and Rashi speaks to the Beis HaMikdash Ruchni being done Biyad Hashem. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, "He seitze eishu matzah kotzim teitze ma'as mishal mishalim." We know that there is mavri by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I burned something. Alai l'shal nasavar. I have to pay for the damage I did sheivarti." And he had seitze eish b'tzion. I burnt Tzion. V'yatzas eish b'tzion v'tochel yisodaseh. I burnt Yerushalayim. V'ani asid livnos v'eish. I'm going to rebuild it. What does it mean to rebuild it with eish? It means that I'm going to build the Beis HaMikdash Shamala, the Ruchnius, and I'm going to instill it in, down here as well. And the Mikdash Ruchani will rest onto the Mikdash Gashmi and will be a place of Tolah Shras HaShchina. Rav Amar then says that I subsequently saw Labav Shrevi has a similar Yisod, but he doesn't develop as much, and also the Aruch Lener and Sukkah has a similar Yisod as well. And with this he explains the Tefillah of Yom Noraim. Listen to this. Listen to the Tefillah of Yom Noraim, of Shol Shagalim. V'hareinu b'vinyano, v'samcheinu b'sikuno. Right? We want to see the Beis HaMikdash and rejoice in its fixing. So he once heard from Avraham Yosef that the Mikdash descends on its own, it will become v'hareinu b'vinyano. We're going to see Hashem send down the Beis HaMikdash. Even though we didn't build it ourselves, we're going to be upset. I didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem, you took all the schar from me. How can I be happy? I wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what we say by the Shol Shagalim, V'arein B'vinyano, Hashem is going to show us the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, but V'samchein B'vinyano, He's going to give us a bracha that we're going to be happy even though we didn't build it. Says Rav Amar, we can say better. Listen now to our davening Shol Shagalim. V'arein B'vinyano, this is the Beis HaMikdash built by Mashiach. We're going to see it. We're going to see with our own eyes the Beis HaMikdash built by Melech HaMashiach, the Gashmius one. V'samcheinu b'sikuno, that is the simcha that will come from Ashras HaShchina afterwards. Yeru einenu v'yismach libenu. I can't see Ruchnius, but I can feel Ruchnius. V'hareinu b'vinyano, I will see the built Beis HaMikdash of Mashiach. V'samcheinu b'vinyano, I'm going to, v'samcheinu b'sikuno, but I'm going to be so filled with Ruchnius over the spiritual heights of the Beis HaMikdash that it's going to give me simcha. He ends with the following bracha, V'einenu l'ko l'ka nesos l'hachish guloseinu. Our eyes are to Hashem, and we should see the gula of tus nafshenu and the redemption of our souls, b'yeshua v'rachamim, with Yeshua and mercy, b'shuva nachas b'sha, b'mheiru v'yameinu. Amen.